Hola, she said to Robert Jordan, and put out her hand and smiled. How are you? And how is everything in the Republic? Good, he said, and returned her strong hand grip, both with me and with the Republic. I am happy, she told him. She was looking into his face and smiling, and he noticed she had fine gray eyes. Do you come for us to do another train? No, said Robert Jordan, trusting her instantly. For a bridge. No es nada, she said. A bridge is nothing. When do we do another train now that we have horses? Later. This bridge is of great importance. The girl told me your comrade who was with us at the train is dead. Yes. What a pity. Never have I seen such an explosion. He was a man of talent. He pleased me very much. It is not possible to do another train now? There are many men here now in the hills, too many. It is already hard to get food. It would be better to get out, and we have horses. We have to do this bridge. Where is it? Quite close. All the better, the mujer of Pablo said. Let us blow all the bridges there are here and get out. I am sick of this place. Here is too much concentration of people. No good can come of it. Here is a stagnation that is repugnant. She sighted Pablo through the trees. Borracho, she called to him. Drunkard! Rotten drunkard! She turned back to Robert Jordan cheerfully. He's taken a leather wine bottle to drink alone in the woods, she said. He's drinking all the time. This life is ruining him. Young man, I am very content that you have come. She clapped him on the back. Ah, she said, you're bigger than you look, and ran her hand over his shoulder, feeling the muscle under the flannel shirt. Good. I am very content that you have come. And I equally. We will understand each other, she said. Have a cup of wine. We have already had some, Robert Jordan said. But will you? Not until dinner, she said. It gives me heartburn. Then she sighted Pablo again. Borracho! She shouted. Drunkard! She turned to Robert Jordan and shook her head. He was a very good man, she told him, but now he is terminated. And listen to me about another thing. Be very good and careful about the girl, the Maria. She has had a bad time. Understandest thou? Yes. Why do you say this? I saw how she was from seeing thee when she came into the cave. I saw her watching thee before she came out. I joked with her a little. She was in a very bad state, the woman of Pablo said. Now she is better. She ought to get out of here. Clearly she can be sent through the lines with Anselmo. You and the Anselmo can take her when this terminates. Robert Jordan felt the ache in his throat and his voice thickening. That might be done, he said. The mujer of Pablo looked at him and shook her head. Ay, ay, she said. Are all men like that? I said nothing. She is beautiful, you know that. No, she is not beautiful. But she begins to be beautiful, you mean, the woman of Pablo said. Men. It is a shame to us women that we make them. No, in seriousness. Are there not homes to care for such as her under the Republic? Yes, said Robert Jordan. Good places. On the coast, near Valencia. In other places, too. There they will treat her well, and she can work with children. There are the children from evacuated villages. They will teach her the work. That is what I want, the mujer of Pablo said. Pablo has a sickness for her already. It is another thing which destroys him. It lies on him like a sickness when he sees her. It is best that she goes now. We can take her after this is over. And you will be careful of her now, if I trust you? I speak to you as though I knew you for a long time. It is like that, Robert Jordan said, when people understand one another. Sit down, the woman of Pablo said. I do not ask any promise, because what will happen. Only if you will not take her out, then I ask a promise. Why, if I would not take her? Because I do not want her crazy here after you will go. I have had her crazy before, and I have enough without that. We will take her after the bridge, Robert Jordan said. If we are alive after the bridge, we will take her. I do not like to hear you speak in that manner. That manner of speaking never brings luck. I spoke in that manner only to make a promise, Robert Jordan said. I am not of those who speak gloomily. Let me see thy hand, the woman said. Robert Jordan put his hand out, and the woman opened it, held it in her own big hand, rubbed her thumb over it, and looked at it carefully, then dropped it. She stood up. He got up too, and she looked at him without smiling. What did you see in it? Robert Jordan asked her. I don't believe in it. You won't scare me. Nothing, she told him. I saw nothing in it. Yes, you did. I am only curious. I do not believe in such things.
In what do you believe?
In many things, but not in that.
In what?
In my work?
Yes, I saw that.
Tell me what else you saw.
I saw nothing else, she said bitterly.
The bridge is very difficult, you said?
No, I said it is very important.
But it can be difficult?
Yes.
And now I go down to look at it. How many men have you here?
5 that are any good.
The gypsy is worthless, although his intentions are good. He has a good heart.
Pablo, I no longer trust.